Parsha the piece stam on the end of last week's parsha, connected to obviously Parsha's Pinchas. There's a dogish here in the Indian of Kas, in the Indian of Sinner, the Indian of Kas. Heshivas Chamosim al Denisra. Pinchas does something out of Kas. Also, there's an Indian over here. There's an Indian over here of Krishma, which we have to discuss very much. Vayikach Roimach miyodoy. Chazal tell us that Roimach corresponds to Ramach corresponds to Krishma. Krishma is called Cheref Pefias Biyodom. Right? Roimach was killed by Greinom. Cheref Pefias Biyodom. Chazal say, Gemara says it's referring to Krishma. Krishma is a Cheref Pefias Biyodom. Last is Nakoma Bagoyim, also an Indian of Kas. And Roimach is the Ramach, is Krishma. What's Krishna got to do with the Roimach? What's Krishna got to do with a spear, a cheref? Last is Nakoma Bagoyim. What is this? And Michlal, when the Pasuk says over here, Yaakov is Ochvez and Jonas Lein Moshe, and Lein Koradas Ben Yisrael, Behema Boichim Pesach El Moed. They were crying Pesach El Moed. Targum Yonsim Ben Azil says, V'inim Bachian, V'karian Shema. So they're all crying and reciting Krishma. And then, when they're all crying and reciting Krishma, Pinchas suddenly gets up, V'ikach Roimach V'yodoy, and he goes and does, and he goes and he does what he does. And then the Rebbein Shalom says, Heishav is Chamosim al B'nei Yisrael. Kilu, the Pinchas became in Kas, so that he took away the Kas, of the chema and the kas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had on Yiddish and Shoah Yiddish Kinder. And then b'schus that, Pinchas was given Hinei Nosen as Bris Yisholim. He made Sholim, and he was given for that kahuna, because he wasn't Nimshach yet, so he was given kahuna. So you have to understand also what's the shaykhus to the Beis HaMikdash. So kahuna and the Beis HaMikdash, forget, we know kahuna had to do with chesed, it wasn't really a mice of chesed. Boisa's man, we also have to discuss. This is a mahalach. We'll discuss Mr. Shema after this, which is Nagia to Parshas Chukas more. But one mahalach that's connected to this, also discussed the Indian of Kahuna and the Beis HaMikdash, that we know that those two parts to the Beis HaMikdash. This is Tama Kalogis to Gazach also as an Erev in 3 weeks to know what the Maisa, the Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash was. Remember, there's two parts to the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Korbanos, which seems the ik of the Beis HaMikdash, the Indian of Korbanos. Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Bechira, the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, that there should be a mochen hakrav Korbanos. And it's mashba that also, I think the Rambam's lashon over there is, when the people come to be oil regal, Yom Tov, there should be an Indian, they should be bringing up Korbanos. So the ik seems to be Korbanos. And it's Hacheni, there was the Menorah, which represents Torah. Yikholi Truma, the Balaturim, the Marinaim, everyone's Marech, the Truma is from the word Torah Mem. Seems like Betzim and Mokma Torah. Kisivse Koin Yishmur Das, Pasuk says, Torah Bakshami Pim. We always know that Torah and Avoid don't go together. Kilu, Torah Lachud, Tfilah Lachud, and there's Alochas. Regarding the Moshul, you're not Makayim Mitzvah's Talmud Torah when you recite Krishna during davening. Because it says, Nalocha, Torah Lachud, Tfilah Lachud. So Beis HaMikdash, well, the whole Beis HaMikdash was Torah and Avoida, which is B'makom Tfilas, B'makom Avoida. And Halacha doesn't go together. So what was the main part of the Beis HaMikdash? Was the Kabbonis part of the Ika? Was the Torah part of the Ika? And how did they go together? Chalal and Indian to know. Indian to know for the 3 weeks. But the Indian is, the Indian of this whole Indian, let's talk about Krishna, B'Ika. Chazal say, "B'yom chasunosa izu matan Torah." B'yom simchas liboy, that's being in Beis HaMikdash. We know that the yom chasunosa is matan Torah means that through the Torah, through the mitzvahs of the Torah, is that's how we got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The luchos was the ring or whatever. We married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. The more Yid is shomer Torah, the more Yid learns Torah, the more Yid is shomer Torah mitzvahs, the more he's married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more the nesuin between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mehadek, it tightens, and it's a much more love, there's much more ava in the nesuin. The more chas v'shalom yid leaves Torah, so the more it breaks kid of the shalom bias between the marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's got to look at it ho b'ho. A person works in a marriage, so when we work in our marriage to the Rabban Shalom, we have to work on being mechazek ourselves in Torah. And mechazek ourselves in Torah is that intensifies the yichud and the marriage, the yichud and the marriage between us and Hashem. As everybody knows, the greatest hatred, which is the opposite of Ava, is when somebody betrays the other one. Or when somebody takes a woman away from her husband. Is there in the Goyish world, they'll kill each other, and there's no law and order for something like that. The greatest chaos, the greatest anger, the greatest sinner and chaos is when somebody tries to break, comes in between. Because the ava between the husband and wife, the ava between the ish v'isha is so strong that the kas and the sinner, if one of them breaks it, is lo yom kisuf. And in essence, every avera that a yid does is breaking the kedushin between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the maisa, every avera betzem causes a major kas. The kainim who are mechaper in the Beis Hamikdash, so they were mechaper for the affairs, so they were making a shalom bais between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were making a shalom bais. That's why Aaron HaKohen was an oiv shalom v'roid of shalom v'shleishta. We've given already over the years mehalchim why Aaron HaKohen should be have to do a shalom bais. I mean, the answer is because being mechaper in the Beis Hamikdash is an inyan of shalom bais. Because if the shmira of the mitzvah is the yom chasunosa, is not zum matan Torah, so the hepach of that is breaking the marriage, and breaking the marriage causes a moedik kas, and a moedik kilo a sinner, a moedik kas between the ish ve'isha, to which the kohenim who are mechaper, as they cause the kas to go away. That's the kas that the Rebbein Shlomim has on the yidden. And the kas, which the famous Brokhman and Brochus, from Antonio Omer Mishmal, he went, but Shnachanasi Lefnai Lefnim, where he said, Akasriga, Ka Hashem Tzvokas, and Shishmal Barcheni, what was the Brocha? Sheyich Beshu is Kascha, Sheyich Beshu Rachmecha, Sheyich Beshu Rachmecha is Kascha, Ve'egoilu Rachmecha Midasach, Sheyich Beshu Rachmecha is Kascha. There's a kas. That kas is a kas between the kilu when we go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu by going against the Torah. That's the zam. That's the bilam to catch the shah, the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu zoyim. That's the inin of the kas, that's the inin of the zoyim. The whole tachlis of the Beis Hamikdash you see from that tefillah. In the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the tiefster Platz in the Beis Hamikdash, what does the Rebbein Shlomim ask of the Daven? Sheyich Meshu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Sheyich Meshu Rachmecha Es Kascha. Etzem in the Beis Hamikdash is a mokum. I think there's a makor, no, that the Kohenim have a short temper. You heard of such a thing? The Kohenim are short tempered. Beis Hamikdash is a mokum where you've got to be, where you've got to bring up shalom. It's a place where there's a certain caste, there's a certain anger, and it's koivish the anger. And they bring up a korbanos. A korban is a doyman. A korban is a present. How do you strengthen shalom bais? She buys him a present. He buys her a present. It's so important for the shalom bais. Now, halacha lemaaseh is the pasuk that even a person isha b'shas nidoso, they're allowed to buy each other presents. In other words, the Indian of Ritzu, a doyrin, a korban is called a doyrin. All the mefarshim told the mefarshim, Akra, the Rishonim, a korban is bringing a doyrin. So a person who sins, it's betraying the marriage. And maybe there's a moedik kas. And maybe you got to appease. You got to be meratzah. bringing a korban to the Semindash is bringing a dairon, right? The husband's very upset with the wife. So the wife brings a present and writes a nice note, and that's the Indian of bringing a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah is the marriage. The Torah is that which makes the marriage. So that's the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is putting us back, bringing a doyer into our Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring the Shalom Bayis back again. And what's the purpose of bringing the Shalom Bayis back again? So that to intensify through the Torah Kodesh. So really, the Indian of Korbanos, the Indian of the Menorah and Torah is all Bemis one Indian. Torah is the marriage. Through the Torah we're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leaving the Torah during an Aveira breaks the marriage. The Korban is the Ritzui that's being miratz of us to come back, to put the marriage back together. Mr. Migdosh, that's where the Kohenim was Shalom. Kohenim is the Indian of Shalom, for Oiv Shalom V'Roidiv Shalom, because it's bringing back Shalom Bayis between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so they saw the Meurin, the Kruvim, the Pshasta Churban Beis HaMikdash. They saw the Kruvim, that Meurin Zebazeh, the Indian of Kruvim, which are Meurin Zebazeh, it says because it's brought down, Chassidus Shesvan bring down, Shalakosh and Saman Gadon, bring down, because the Indian of Kruvim, Meurin Zebazeh, is the Bechina of the Isha Isha together, and it says that the Zahalocha and Shulchan Aruch. And you're there, the Chayav Adam Lifkad Nisishka Ishtai before he goes away, before Nisiyah, since the Shechina was going to be in the Stalik. So therefore, they needed the Kilo, the Shalom Bayis, there's a Rechot between them. So Mela, therefore, see, that's why there was a Kruvim were together to show that in the Pekida before the separation. See, the whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash was at Nekuda. So a Korban is bringing a Ritzoy after a Choyta to the Racham should be Koyvish the Kas. This brings us a Mordek and Nekuda. The more Avad there is between the Ish and Ishtoi, the more Avad there is, when somebody questions that Avad, somebody tries to pull one side away, obviously the more sinner and the more caste that there is. Krishma is the Yichud between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Krishma is mamish, the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Krishma is the Yichud. In the Yichud, things are very sensitive. That's why, first of all, the whole Indian of Krishma is the Indian of Shema. Straight after the Pasuk, after Shema Yisrael, Hashem and the Kein Hashem Echad, is straight after that we say, what after? It's the love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem and the Kein Hashem Echad, Yichud between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Straight after that you say, what after? The more love that there is, the more sinner and caste there is against the Yetzer Hara who tries to make us chote. It says in the pasuk, "Ba'after Hashem lekecha b'chalavavcha." Chalavavcha, Chazal say, "Chalavavcha mishnei tzrecha v'yitzu toiv v'yitzu hara." Pashas people learn they have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with the yitzu hara. Of course, pshat mimala then yonim and chayes to mimala all the types of Hashem. According to what we're saying, it's a deep pshat. The person has to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, means the following. The Gemara says in Brachos, Noinim Yarg is Adam Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Yarg is the Lashon of Brachos, it's the Lashon of Kas. The more person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the happier married you are, the more anger and Kas you have against the one that's trying to break your marriage. The more anger you have against the other one, against the partner, whoever's going away. Krishma is Mo'era two things. It's Mo'era and Mo'era Ga'ava between us and the Rebbein Shalom. It's a very deep Nakuda. If we said that the whole Torah is intensifying the love, intensifying the marriage, so then Krishma is the Chelek of Torah that brings out this more. If the whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, the Indian is that through the Torah of Yom Chasunos is Zu Matan Torah, the Chasun is the Matan Torah, the marriage is through Matan Torah. So therefore, the Ava we have to Hashem and Hashem has to ask. The Ava of the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah. Krishma Mamish speaks that Nakuda out. Krishma is the Tamsis of the love of the Chelek HaMarriage of Torah, if you have to say. If you have to say that, where in the Torah do you see the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Bechlal, the Kol HaTorah, but where do you see in the Torah? That's the parashas of Krishma. The parashas of Krishma, the parashas of Ahavta, it's the parashas of the love between Yisrael and Hashem. Nothing's allowed to interfere. So therefore, that's why, like in the Yichud room, where the Av is in the highest, they don't even want to speak about anything else other than each other. In Krishma, you say, Yishomu lachem penifta levavchem. The Hilgit Baal Shem says, penifta levavchem, your heart stays away. It's v'saratam avatim elehim acherim. It's really like Avodah Zarah. A few years after Chasna, or after the Sherei Brachos, if he answers the phone while he's talking to his wife, nishal zeh gefeilach. In the Yichud room, it's gefeilach. What are you doing on the phone there in the first place? Shmat is the intensified ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a marriage. There it's very sensitive. There there's a chi, v'shivtecho b'viseichu, v'lechtecho v'derecho, v'shachbecho, v'kumecho. You can't be Messiah Das. In Krishna, you can't be Messiah Das. And that's why Takad Allah is there. If you're not Mechavan in Krishna, the first pasuk, so you're not Yotzi Dechavasai. There's no monkey business in Krishna. There's no Yotzi Dechavasai, but it's not Mitzvah Namufcha. It's Gate Nishlaza in Krishna. Krishna is a Veshivtecho Mitzachu Velechdo Dechav Shach Bechav Kamecha. If there's a lull, if there's a lack of thinking, then it's Mamish breaking that bond. So Krishna brings out the Chelik of Ava and the marriage that Torah gives us between us and Hashem. And that's why the Birchas Krishma, the bracha that precedes Krishma, is Avas Oyelam Avtonu, Avarav Avtonu. And we talk about it's the Birchas HaTorah. Same with the Bein Adilmo Edlam and Nishma Velazes Elokayim. And it's full of Ava. Ava Rav Avtonu, Ava Yichab Av Yisrael, Biya Ava. Because Krishma brings out the chelik of Ava. How much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And what a close marriage it really is. That chelik of Torah. You could say even better. You can say the chiluk of the Torah, which is the Yom Chasunosi. The chiluk of the Torah, which is Yom Chasunosi. You know, in the Siddurim it's printed, it's from Arizal, that the whole Aser Sadibris is Merum is in Krishna. You've seen it on top of the words. According to all the sayings, Gevalti. Because Aser Sadibris was the Yom Chasunosi, is the Matan Torah. Aser Sadibris is the Matan Torah. That's the Chasun. There's a chiluk in the Torah that we recite that has the Aser HaSadibris, that in other words has that Yom Chasanosai that's holding the Yom Chasanosai of Torah. That's Krishna. That's the Merdeka Ava. Ava Azad between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Krishna is Shaykh to Korbanos. We say Krishna in the morning before we start Korbanos. Because this is the marriage, and the korban is appeasing, coming home with a ritzui. I mean, the Bais HaMikdash is like the house where we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after you anoint Hashem, you have to come back with a gift. So it's all hainu hach, and that's why we recite Krishna, and that's why we say Krishna before korbanos. So this is the case. Then kafi goyd lahava. In the Indian of Krishna, kach goyd lahakas vahasina. To somebody who's trying to go to that. Now there's Krishna, just like Krishna carries the ava, the goyd lahava between us and Hashem, carries the ava, the goyd lahava of the married couple, Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too Krishna carries inside it the murdik sinna. Kafi goyd la'ava, kach goyd la'sinav ha'kas of somebody who tries, something tries to undermine it. So Krishna is a roimach. Krishna is a cherev pefiyas biyodav. Las is nekoma b'goyim techeches b'lamim. They were there to break the marriage. And just like it is down here, b'machuzet ara, b'chlal down here, there's no greater sinna or kas than somebody who tries to pull a woman away from her husband, the husband's going to go and kill her. Meisim shebechol yom in the goy shevelt. Shebechol eis shebechol shah in the goy shevelt. So too, that's the goyd lakas and the fierceness that Krishna carries for anybody who tries to be ma'arar on the goyd la'ava of Krishna between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. all averus carry such a kas that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has. Be machik. Avodah Zarah kepshutoi means that you went to marry somebody else. Zinus. That's zinus kepshutoi. Avodah Zarah is ruchnistik as zinus kepshutoi. And there you see by Avodah Zarah, it's mamish. There's no soft to the cast, and there's no soft to the mitzvah of being cast. Eri nidachas, anoshim noshim ataf. Nobody's spared from an eri nidachas. In the Torah, it's mistama. I mean, the Zayin Amim, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there's no rachmanis. Because the mamish kill. There's no rachmanis. Because the ikab begam of them was the begam of Avodah Zarah. Coming into Eretz Yisrael was the Ikka mitzvah was destroying Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is other. It's Eir Nidachas. Okay, the Rechaim Hakodesh is saved. Nas Nacharachem Yirchamecha L'Chayr. It should bring in a Meridika Midav Achzorius to send Yidden. We don't have anywhere else, Kilo, where there should be a mitzvah to be misnag with such Achzorius. The Torah is Archer Dachneim Chol Nesiv Eser Sholim. Comes to Avodah Zarah, which is mamish the greatest betrayal of a marriage. Poshet, she goes and marries somebody else. She goes with someone, she's an Eish HaSish that's born somebody else. Is that it's all let loose. When HaTorah, it's all let loose. To kill the whole city. You're going to kill out mamish, and noshim noshim atav. Because that's the opposite of Krishna. Krishna is the Yichud Hashem. But the Zohar is obviously the opposite. Saratam avatam elehim acherim. Where do we have such sharp psukim? B'chora af Hashem b'chem. B'chora af Hashem b'chem. So that's the pshat. That broigus is the v'aftas Hashem lekecha v'chol lebavcha b'shnei yitzracha v'yitzitoyim v'yitzahara. You got to love Hashem with the Yitzahara. Which means when you deal with the Yitzahara, you got to love Hashem. The more you love Hashem, the more sinner and kas you're going to have. Otherwise, you can ask a steer between the two Gemaras. One Gemara says, "Loilam Yargas Adam." It's kin to the Yitzahara, a matzav of kas. And here it says, "V'aftas Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha." Shnei tzrach v'yitzatov yitzahara, ganz good, ganz a fine zach. You can get osnitz and all the Torahs. Doesn't go exactly. Our Kuntu was saying no. Kuntu was saying, "Kafi goydel liyahava, kach goydel lebroigus." The more you love Hashem, v'aftas Hashem lekecha. How much you love the Yetzer Tov, and Shemizbate, how much you hate and how much kas you have over the Yetzer Hara.
So that's serving Hashem with
the Yetzer Hara. That's right. Serving
Hashem by handing it.
Yeah, that's right. You're bringing out the love. It's an Indian, not stump serving. It's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem which manifests itself with Ahava, the Yetzer Tov. He brings you to Torah mitzvahs. He strengthens and intensifies the marriage, and then there's a faket, and then there's the avas Hashem lekecha to show. In other words, it's very nageh. I want to come later into when we talk about the Indian of kanos in the Pinchas, the Indian of kanos. Pshat is that people think, people thought we'll come onto. Oh. So pshat is it says this whole Torah begins and it says that Har Sinai was called Har Sinai. The Moran says in Shabbos Daf Beit Tes. The Moran says Shiyor the Sinah. So it's two guesses. One guess is Shiyor the Sinah Lagoyim. That we was zochet to the Torah, and the other one is Shiyor the sinner of the Yidden who hate the Goyim, trying to pull us away from the Torah. So Torah gives two things. Torah gives us it's a Yom Chasan Osei, so it's the love. Chasan is an inyan of Ahava between us and the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and it's also a sinner and a kaas that we have over the Goyim. We're trying to be machshel us, trying to tear us away from the Torah. Dalton state the Har Sinai. That's written both these nekudas. It's a yom chasunosoi on one hand, and it's a zman of sinah that we have to the goyim for trying to undermine the marriage. It's like a couple gets married and he sees somebody in the crowd there by the chuppah, and mamish looks at him mamish ba'ayin hora, and you know, with a tsar ayin about he's getting married, and he sees this person the whole time is calling the kala and saying bad things about the chosin and this and that. So as much as you appreciate your marriage, that's as much you want to kill this guy that he's trying the whole time. So Yom Chasim Nosoi, which is Matan Torah, which is Har Sinai, was an Ava and a Kas and a Sin at the same time. So Mary Dikam Duyik, that is Har Sinai. It brought an Ava for the Toiv and a Sinner, a Godel Sinner for the Ra, was trying to undermine. Anybody who's trying to take away my Ava, so I hate him. Because it's Ava and there's Ava and Sinner. So the more you love something, the more you hate the person that wants to break that Ava. Posh, no? So that's Har Sinai, and that's Krishma. Krishma is the chelik of Torah that keeps us bound and keeps the marriage strong. So as the Mishnah talks about chasen potim and Krishma. Sugya, you can be Mechavan, you can't be Mechavan. Chosin and Krishma is the same thing. Could be a Chosin's potter from Krishma, because he's Isaac in Krishma. The Krishma is the Mahari that we say that the whole Nisuin down here in this world between the Chosin and Kala and the Veld down here is a dogma of the Chosin and Kala, the emistic of Chosin and Kala. Krishma is what keeps the emistic of chasen and kala there. It's the chasen and it's everything. So maybe there could be the chasen is part of me Krishma. He's oisik in a Krishma. If he understands who the real chasen and kala is, so he's oisik in Krishma. So he's part of me Krishma. Chasen is oisik in Krishma. So a person who comes to the Bisa, a person who's choita, has to realize that choita is every to a certain fine degree. Avada avoda zara is the mamish, the greatest betrayal that you're marrying somebody else. But every avera in essence is to a certain degree leaving and betraying. Every avera in an essence is a certain zunus. Avoda zara is the spitzunus in ruchnis, but every avera is a certain zunus in ruchnis. Because you're turning to the Yetzer Hara and you're mamlech the Yetzer Hara instead of being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not doing the Aveir. And this story of Balak is where Znus and Avodah Zarah came together. Znus with the Benoi Samoyov came together with Mamish Avodah Zarah to Baal Peor. In other words, here it was so clear that doing Aveir is Mamish Lakamai Zeznus. Pinchas, who showed them how terrible, how deplorable this Mai Zeznus is, was showing them at the same time how deplorable every Aveir is. But here it was clear, because here the Gilai Rois and the Avodah Zarah came together. That's why you bring a Soita to the Beis HaMikdash. The Znus is very connected to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a Megala that every Aveir is Betzim Znus. When he used to parade it up and down the Beis HaMikdash, to be Megala, so to be Megala, this Nakuda. And the Yidin, when they saw the Goydel, Pegam, that cause between their Rabbeinu Shloim, the Goyd L'Achil Hashem, the Goyd L'Pgam, that they cause, kilu, in a marriage breakup, is Behema Boichim, they cried and they said Krishma, like the Targum Yonasan and Azil says. They cried and they said Krishma. They were chalishing for to be restored, for the marriage to be restored. All that was missing over here was a Krishma. They needed the Krishma so badly, because the Krishma needed to put the Yom Chasunosai together. bring them back. Pinchas, he couldn't take the terrible Chil Hashem. Yikach Rimach Biyodo. He took Krishna. He took the Bechin of Krishna. Krishna was a Rimach. He had such love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such love for Torah and Mitzvahs. The love, the Ava that he had for Torah and Mitzvahs, and the Ava he had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so strong that the Kas and the Sinner that he had over this act was so strong that he took the... He was a Kanoi. He was a Kanoi. People do things out of control. That's what I'm saying. In the Goyish world, it's Maisim Shebechol Yisim Bechol Shol. That when a woman betrays her husband, so the husband will go and kill him. The guy that she ran away with, she'll kill him. It's kanos. It doesn't work with logic. Doesn't work with messinas. Because when you love somebody so much, it's the if somebody causes, somebody takes the ava away, it turns into a moridika sinna against the one who took it away. And that's the inyan of Krishna. That's the inyan of Krishna, of the roimach of the spear. And that's what the Rabban Shalom says. Eishiv is chamosi mel b'nei Yisrael. There's two parties over here. In other words, there's the husband and the wife, kilu. Pinchas represents the istaklus mitzad klal Yisrael, how angry klal Yisrael were with this chil Hashem, how klal Yisrael achalish to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also a moedik akas mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pinchas is megala, the goydel kas, the goydel sinner that he has for those who are trying to undermine that nakuda. So maybe therefore that was the bechin of Heshev is Chamasi Mal Ben Yisro. For that he got kuhuna, because that's what kuhuna is. Oyv Shalom V'Reiv Shalom, bringing back the chosen kala, the husband and wife, the ish v'isha relationship that we have with our Kodesh Baruch. And ish and isha is the yud kei and ish. Hashchina v'osli midgash v'shachanti b'soicham. So that's yud kei in the ish v'isha. What are the other two letters? Eish. What was burning the whole day on the Mizbeach? Eish. It's the Mokum of Eish. It was a Avar Meshtiv, the Bissam English. It was a Avar Meshtiv. And the Koinim were Oiv Shalom V'Roid of Shalom the whole time. They were the counselors between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To keep the Chasana on, to keep the marriage on a high flame. That's why Pinchas was zeicha to kuhuna, and that is the inin of shalom, which is the bechin of shalom b'ayis. Hinini noisim lez bris shalom.
Another
pshat.
Why Aaron
Akoyim?
Rabbi always says.
So Oiv Shalom v'Roid of Shalom.
But he was the.
Yeah, he was the Oiv Shalom v'Roid of Shalom. Pinchas became a Leo Novi. Before that, there's to be no two things about Pinchas. Number one, Arizal says that the neshamas of Nadav Avi were Misabe and Pinchas. Yeah, we discussed that already. Remember that? The neshamas of Nadav Avi were Misabe and Pinchas. Nadav Avi, when the Beis Hamikdash was built, on the first day when the couple moved into the Shtib, they so couldn't be Mesiach Das that they died al Kiddush Hashem. In other words, they couldn't have a matzav of where they can't be with their Rebbein Shalom the whole time. They correspond to the died in the Kodesh Kodosh, and they correspond to the Einin of Cheder Yichta, somebody that's not shayach for him to be Messiah Das Bechlal to anything. This is the kanos that Pinchas had. How can you turn away from HaKadosh? How can there be a matzav of turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, this was Nisabed and Shalom was another Avi. Eliyahu Novi was the greatest kanoi against Avodah Zarah. He was a Nevi'ei Habal, he was Malti Bomas, to be oikah the inn of Avodah Zarah. Pinchas, to Eliyahu. Pinchas is Nakama, this Nakuda, so he became Eliyahu. So this teaches us a Mardik Nakuda in the inn of Kanos. The inn of Kanos is only shaykh by somebody whose avatar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that he can't bear to see the Goydel Chil Hashem. A person who's against the whole Musar of Kanos is lacking in his Avos Hashem. Because if somebody would lay a finger on his wife, then they'd go and kill the person. A person Be'etzem has to have the Mid of Kanos. And as much as it hurts the person, that's how much he's mekanek in Hashem Tzvavos. It goes hand in hand. That's mamish the kavanah of Krishna builds the moedika ava between us and Hashem. And if at the same time in Krishna, like we said earlier, Rabbi Shalom says that now that we're married, now I love you so much, there's such a bond between us, that if you've sartam vatam lim acherim, then the chora of Hashem, the cast is going to be terrible. It works both ways. There's a husband and there's a wife. There's an isha and there's an isha. And the isha announces that he loves the isha so much that if it's terrible if there's a betrayal. So too in Klal Yisrael, if we see a certain betrayal, it must hurt us so much. And that is Gufa Shalom, that is Gufa making Shalom. That is Gufa making Shalom, the emes of the Shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this week's parasha, we have the parasha of the Tomid, and we have the parasha of the Korbonus of the Moyadim. It's not some this week's parasha, the parasha of the Moyadim, rather it's the inyan of the Korbonus of the Moyadim. And the Korbonus of the Moyadim is brought down in the Kamram, the Rishon, Ibn Ezra, the Pshat is like we said earlier, you bring a doyer. It's like coming home, the inyan of Yom Tov, with the oil of the regal, it's like coming home after a long time. In modern day terms, if a husband travels, so on his way back he has to make sure to be in time in the airport to buy something duty free. He's coming back after a journey, he come back with a doyer. But even wa oil le, because you don't come home empty handed. Even wa oil le regal, they were coming home. They were coming home. Lay rope on Eriko. Bring korbanos up. The korbanos of the moyadim are past the parshas Pinchas. Yom Tov is a time where we feel to the Rabban Shalom, we've had other things, we've been involved in other things, and now we're coming back to the Rabban Shalom, and Kol Kula Shakua. Moedim is where everyone came, we left our land, we left everything, and we came to spend time to the Bismig with the Rabban Shalom, and we'll bring up a korban for that. Dafka the korban chelak of the moyadim, the ritzui, is in parashas, is in this week's parasha, and that's the inyan of the parasha of Tomid. Tomid is something that every day that to be a korban, every day that to be a ritzui in the Bissam English. Kept the shalom bayis going. It's the inyan of tmidus to keep the shalom bayis going, and that intensifies the inyan of the Torah Kodesh, which was the menorah, which is the inyan of the Torah is the kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is like the bechinas krishma. Torah is the actual marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Doiron was keeping it going. Keeping it going, keeping the Bechinas going. So the Korban is bring on the Eish. The Eish, like we said, is the Aleph Sheen of the Ish V'Isha. And that's keeping going. So that's what the Beis HaMikdash was doing. It's a mokum of the Bot Shalom Bayis between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shtib. And that's why B'yom HaSanosa, B'yom HaSimchas Libo, it can go together. B'yom HaSanosa, Zuma, and Torah. Yer Simchas Liboy is a winning this Middash, as it says. It's a big suya, this it also ties into the whole union of Amalek. But we have such a sinner to Amalek. It's a dua that Amalek, we discussed this many times before. Amalek is the Bechino of Hagam Lich, which is Amalka Imi Bavoyas. Amalek is the one who comes into the Yichurum to try to take us away from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Against Amalek is a murder like a sinner. No Rachmanis. And the Isha, the Isha, Behema, Tinoik, Yoni. No Rachmanis by Amalek. Because there's a murder like a chaos. And Amalek, Homo was killed, it says, Vachamas Amelech Shachoch. There's a Chama, there's a Chima out when Amalek is around. So Amalek is trying to break that. He's the Avia voice of the Yetzirah, he's the one who's trying to break that. To break that nakuda between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to break the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why against Amalek, Neged Amalek is a very big sinner. Neged Amalek is a very big sinner between us and Hashem. Between us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and us and the same. Sinner to Amalek. Whoever tries to take away the marriage, whoever shtes our marriage, Bechin of Amalek is the Bechin of shtes the marriage. Haman shtes the marriage. Esther's Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. She's married to the Melech. Every Melech stam is a Kodesh Baruch. Somebody tries to shtes that marriage is a Meredith Sinner. So everything we discussed there is the Inin of Amalek. It's the Inin of Haman. Put down in the Svarim that Pinchas is Gematria Yitzchok. It's Ken Zayin that Pinchas was a tikkun to Yitzchok. By Yitzchok it says, by Yev Yitzchok is Esav, Kitzayit Bepiv, Rivka Eves is Yaakov. Yitzchok had a certain Avat Esav. It's a double Pella, rather we can't understand this in Yonah. The tikkun to that is Pinchas. Who brought out the Godel Hasina that we have to the Ra that is represented by Esau. These parashas teach us that when you see a person who's firing away against Chil Hashem, it's coming from an Av, it's not coming from a bad midas, he's an angry type of person, he's a koch. If it's a kanos, l'shem shamayim, I always tell you that I remember Moshe Weber once screaming at somebody over the phone. A couple and wife were on the phone to him. Each one was shouting against the other one to him on the phone. And he was yelling at one of them, but he was smiling to me at the same time. To show it's coming from a love. And he was saying, I remember him saying, Atama Shaker, Atama Shaker. He was telling either the husband or the wife, one of them, Atama Shaker, and he was mamish full of chaos. But he gave me his proper big smile while he was saying that. It's Nevea from an Ava. It's Nevea from a Godel HaRatzim that he wants to see that couple married. He wants to see him at Shalom Shalva. He sees there's a certain clip over there that's some slabbish onto one of them or whatever that's breaking up. Kefid Ava, Kach Godel Hasina. So there's an Emes Tikachil Hashem going on, an Emes Tikachil Hashem. So you know, Rabbi Shavu used to say that when it hurts, you shout. Some of you like something, so it's painful for them. Married a husband and wife, they love each other, so that's the good love pain when somebody takes that away from them. So these are the parashas over here. They were trying to take us, Bilam, Balak, they're trying to take us away from them eventually. They're trying to break up and say, this good love in the fact that we're married to the Ravonshla. Krishma takes that in common. Because when you recite Krishma, you love Hashem so much. You take a moment to come. You think of the goyim that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Think of the yetzirahs of today that are schlepping people away, the internet, all these things that are schlepping Eden away. It must make us a moment like a kas, a moment like a sinner. And when you see somebody, you know, you see a yeshiva bracha playing on the internet or whatever, Pshat is, if you go up to, if a person would go up to him, take it and smash it, it's coming from an avod. It's coming from an avod. If it is, I'm saying, then it's an emes deka kamas. But it has to pain a person. See the matzav of chilul Hashem in the world. It has to pain a person. Chofetz Chaim said, that if you'd have koyach, I can't remember, it was against one of the communists in Russia. Zaid, whatever. He said if he'd have koyach, he would go there now, you'd take a gun, you'd shoot him, and like mamish with a sharp, he spoke. Milan Agodl, Chofetz Chaim, and the Zahiris of the Chofetz Chaim, and what he says, every word was measured till it came out. The pain, these people couldn't see the pain. That's where the kanos comes from. It's a whole new insight to looking at the Beis HaMikdash, what we're missing. What we're missing these days in the Beis HaMikdash, we're posh, missing. It's like a husband and wife or a homeless. Can't bring korbanos, can't be meratza, Kadosh Baruch Hu. All we can say is how much we love the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the whole Shir Hashirim is based on. All Shir Hashirim is based on the idea of how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore how difficult it is for us to be without. When we talk about the Ikka of killing off a Mazikin at Christmas, like a Cheref, so he's referring to the Ikka the Inya of Krishma Shalamita. Krishma Shalamita is where all the Koyachas of Mazikin come, they're trying to tear us away, they're trying to be Machdi us. Say Krishna before we go to sleep, and we're just bringing out how strongly, how firm our marriage is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that brings out the Goydel Kaas, a chutzpah, if anybody comes to be Ma'ar on it. A person has to say Krishna in order to bring that Ava, Mordek Ava that we have with Hashem, to bring out a Mordek Kaas, and the Roiges that we have with the Yetzirah, in order to be Menatzeach the Yetzirah.